This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Syria and across the Middle East, John Brennan's rise to the upper echelons of power raising concerns. But first, the weather. Showers, highs near 45, southwest winds today, around 16 miles per hour, gusting possibly up to 25. Tonight, look for more rain and low around 35. Temperatures dropping all across the bioregion. And the wind dropping off, though. And tomorrow, we got more rain and showers throughout the day, but wait, there's more. Snow level drops to 500 feet. Partly sunny with a high near 42. Thursday night, tomorrow night, slight chance of rain. And again, snow levels hovering around that 500 foot level with a low around 32. The alternative forecast pretty much holding steady. We've got a waning crescent leaf moon in Scorpio, 27 days old. And basically, this is a time for garden maintenance. And we are in Scorpio, it's a water sign. And in generally speaking, planting, germination, strong, sturdy growth. But don't expect too much right now. And that's it. That's it for the forecast, both conventional and the alternative. And we are very fortunate this morning to welcome Ray McGovern. He has been an outspoken gadfly and has consistently taken to task those who would assume power and abuse the rule of law and expect to get away, no questions asked, simply because that's the way they've been playing it for such a long time. Again, it's the cult of American exceptionalism. This John Brennan, President Obama's choice for the top slot at the CIA, has openly advocated the assassination by drone of American citizens, and there has been little or no concern demonstrated throughout the administration or in the halls of power in Washington, D.C. I'm very pleased to welcome. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Ray.
You're most welcome, Chris.
Well, I read quite a bit of what you've written on this and heard you speak on it. You yourself, being a veteran CIA analyst, are uniquely positioned to look long and hard at the John Brennan appointment. It's extraordinary what Brennan has said. It's a matter of public record. Some of his remarks, it would be enough to disqualify him from dog catcher. Can you speak a little bit about why Obama? We've got these. This is very interesting because we've got Chuck Hagel, possibly the Secretary of Defense, and everybody's very pleased. But this John Brennan appointment is troubling. Why? Why would Obama go and pull this?
Well, you asked the exactly right question here. I will give you a little piece of speculation that I think is on the mark, but it may shock some of your listeners. President Barack Obama is painfully aware of what happened to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and what happened to John F. Kennedy. He believes that John Brennan has this special kind of loyalty to Barack Obama to the point where he can send him back to the CIA and make sure that Brennan is primarily loyal to Obama and not to the punks and hoods that exist on the operational side of the CIA.
So he's sort of a bodyguard, the way, sort of gangster rapper only goes to a nightclub if he's surrounded by his people.
Well, that's a good analogy. I guess the question is whether his confidence in this very treacherous person is misplaced. I think it is. And the reality is that when someone like me can say something like that, having reviewed chapter and verse about JFK's assassination and the CIA role in it, I think that that bespeaks a new America that's kind of new to me anyhow, and is probably as good an explanation as I can come up with as to why Obama would pick Hagel, good news on the one hand, and then Brennan, really bad news on the other.
So where do you figure Brennan's true loyalties lie?
Well, first off, Brennan.
Yeah.
Second off, advancement and power. You know, either the man's really dumb or he's really been sort of co-opted by what President Eisenhower called the military-industrial, now congressional, media, intelligence complex, okay? Why would anybody want to alienate the affections of 175 million people in a key country like Pakistan, a country with nuclear weapons, no less? Yeah. That's what the drones are doing. Well, the only people, cui bono, you know, who profits from this? The only people I can conceive of are the people who make the weapons, people who sell the weapons, people who use the weapons. The military-industrial complex is very, very powerful indeed, and only they see merit, only they see profit in unending war.
Yeah, and the destabilization of Pakistan has got to be the worst idea to come down the pike in decades. But this back in 2008, I see here that there was a letter sent to President-elect Obama signed by 200 psychologists urging him not to select John Brennan to head the CIA because of his open support of dark side policies. What has changed?
Well, I talked to the author of that letter, an incredibly courageous fellow who, like many other Americans, is tired, who is picking his battles more judiciously now and has pretty much given up on the thought of success in putting the kibosh on Brennan's nomination. And, you know, I try to tell people it's not about success, you know. It's about being faithful. It's about doing the right thing, whether or not there's a reasonable prospect of success. Here, Barack Obama has thrown down the gauntlet. And if we don't pick it up, if we don't protest and get out in the streets and make sure that he knows that we don't abide by this kind of thing, well, then we're no better than the obedient Germans who remained silent during the 30s in Nazi Germany.
It would indeed seem that way, and it does look like sort of a quid pro quo. Well, we've got Chuck Hagel, but along with it comes John Brennan. It's this extraordinary move. Brennan made an extraordinary claim in June of 2011 that over the previous year that there hasn't been a single collateral death from CIA drone strikes. How is it possible to come out with a remark like that and expect anyone anywhere to believe it? And again, qui bono, why would one make such a ridiculous statement? Clearly damaging his own credibility.
The answer goes to something that I usually point out in my talks, and that is, I've been in this town of Washington 50 years now, so I've seen a lot of change. But there's one change that dwarfs all the other changes in significance, and that is that we no longer have a free media in any real sense of the term. Now, I'm talking about what's called the mainstream media, the cable channels, broadcast channels, all that kind of stuff. The Americans think they're getting news from when they watch TV. They're woefully uninformed. And when Brennan can say something like that, and he gets away with it because people don't hear any exposing of those lies. Now think about Abbottabad, okay? Our big, big success in shooting a harmless, defenseless old man in the head and the chest, okay? His name was Osama bin Laden, and people say, yeah, but he was a bad guy. And I say, yeah, when I was in the military, the byword was capture or kill, not kill or capture. You have a defenseless person, I don't care who he is, he's entitled to some measure of due process. Now, that doesn't win me any friends, but here you have this kind of situation happening, and what does Brennan do? He gets up within hours, and he says, there was a firefight. Bin Laden was involved in a firefight, and he was holding one of his wives in front of him, trying to, to protect him. give me a break. Within hours, Jay Carney, the White House spokesman, said, well, actually, there was no firefight. Actually, he didn't have any weapon. Actually, he didn't have his wife before him. They just shot him in the head and the chest. And most Americans say, yay, it was what he did, you know? Most Americans don't read what they see in The Guardian.
Right, and yet Susan Rice, when she misspoke because of the content of the briefing that she received, she was immediately demonized. It doesn't make any sense. On this note, then, and the questionable nature of mainstream, the content of mainstream media and so-called news, what would you like our listeners to particularly note in this dubious appointment of John Brennan? Can you come up with sort of simplify it and make the single most troubling reason to reject this appointment?
Well, I think that one has to go back to 4 years ago and ask oneself the question, if this man was beyond the pale 4 years ago because of torture, kidnapping, and black prisons, black holes, then has he redeemed himself? Well, if you look at the record, far from it. You know, now he's killing innocent civilians by drones. And including American citizens, mind you, and claiming that we do due process right here in the White House.
Due process.
Come on, we do due process right here. Give me a break. The guy's a hood.
Yeah. He is. Ray, thank you so much for that. I've got to post links to, there's some terrific videos. You've got to hear Ray McGovern speak to this issue. We've got to go quickly now to speak with Jeff Patterson with the Bradley Manning Support Network, because there have been developments on that front as well. Good morning, Jeff, and thanks for being with us.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Bradley Manning, it does seem indeed that due process works in strange and mysterious ways, particularly when it is a question of military jurisprudence. Can you let listeners know what's going on with this so-called trial of Bradley Manning?
Well, Bradley Manning is facing life in prison for releasing documents to the WikiLeaks website.
But minus 112 days. He's going to get 112 days off.
Well, that's what we found out this week. He is now facing life minus 112 days. And that the military judge agreed with Bradley Manning and his supporters that he was illegally punished at Quantico by Marines when he was first transferred to the U.S. Remember, he was forced to remain naked, he was put in solitary, he was verbally abused almost every minute from month at a time. And for that torture, the judge ruled that the military should be punished, and that punishment is 112 days. On the one hand, it's a vindication of everything that supporters of Bradley Manning said, the massive effort it took to stop that abuse. On the other hand, the 112 days is simply a ridiculously low accounting for the military, and there's nothing to stop the military from doing this to future soldiers as long as they feel that they can get a lengthy prison sentence at the end. It really doesn't matter. So that's what happened. So we won on one issue, but unfortunately the 112 days is ridiculously low.
Well, it seems, it is. It's a real slap in the face. And you got to wonder what Judge Lind is thinking and what sort of pressure is being put upon her. I ask, what, briefly, in the last few seconds, what's the next phase of this show trial?
Well, currently we're arguing against the prosecution's assertion that Bradley Manning's motive as a whistleblower should not be allowed to even be discussed within the courtroom. And the defense is doing everything they can to be able to present Bradley Manning as a heroic American who blew the whistle on war crimes, exposed government and corporate malfeasance. And the prosecution simply doesn't want that those words even to be able to be, heard within those confines. And we also know that his actual court-martial date has now been pushed once again back to June. And, of course, we've spent $250,000 on legal fees, and that means we're going to probably have to raise another $100,000 in legal fees. So that's what's happening as we speak.
And it's possible, listeners, take a look at the Bradley Manning Support Network website. You can get involved. You can help do this most important work regarding our civil liberties and our right to free speech and to stand up and undertake acts of conscience which require a courage above and beyond. I've got a whole lot more stories that I haven't had a chance to get to. We are very happy to have you with us this morning, Jeff. Jeff Patterson's been my guest this morning, and I want to thank him very much for being with us again today. This has been Cascadia for Wednesday, January 9th, 2013. Kurt Lauer engineered the show today. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Today on Flashpoints, in Haiti, a kangaroo court goes after former Haitian President Jean-Bertrand Aristide, and we'll have our weekly report on occupied Palestine with Nora Barrows-Friedman and the electronicintifada.net. I'm Dennis Bernstein with Kevin Pina. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. In Berkeley, I'm Dennis Bernstein. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Flashpoint senior producer Kevin Pina has been following a story in Haiti where the current government has actually dropped charges of human rights violations against former dictator Jean-Claude Duvalier, also known as Baby Doc. At the same time, Haitian President Martelly's government is prosecuting none other than former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. With more information on